We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Let me bring it over to basketball then for the Heat, because they lost to the Warriors last night and they're kind of maybe hoping for a sixth seed in the East, probably more realistically looking at a play-in game.
Yeah.
What is it for them this season? Because they did go to the NBA Finals last year. Not necessarily certain that they got better. I don't think they got worse. They just had a great run in the postseason. Is it Eastern Conference Finals or bust with this squad? Or do you say, you know what? Last year was a miraculous run. If this team goes to the playoffs, depending on who they match up with, you could see him being a first round out. It just is what it is, because teams in the East, Milwaukee, Boston especially, have gotten much better, and the Heat are kind of what they are.
As long as they don't play Boston or Milwaukee in the first round, and I know that they beat Milwaukee last year in the first round, I would be disappointed if Miami did not get to the second round of the playoffs. I said this all year. The Celtics and the Bucks are the two best teams in the East. After that, there will be people that will finish above the Miami Heat, but the Heat are still the third team, and the Heat are still the team that no one's going to be excited to play them, because they get the benefit of the doubt of what they've been able to do with Jimmy Butler, Pat Riley, and Eric Spoelstra, not previous history before that, just with that group getting to two NBA finals. So I'll keep on saying that. It's Miami is a team that no one's going to have a ton of confidence in, but if you draw them in the first round, you're going to say, based off their pedigree in the past and their toughness, they're going to be a tough out and people aren't going to want to play them.
Gelb, I've actually been meaning to ask you, because, you know, this Heat team, a lot of their offense is predicated on guys like Jimmy and Bam getting to the free throw line, right? We know Jimmy Butler tries to shoot 10 to 12 free throws a game. After the All-Star break, there was a league memo sent out by the NBA to all the teams about how officiating might be different moving forward, specifically trying to stop calling as many fouls, less free throws, and more just play, more action on the court.
Yeah.
And I think we've noticed it here in Miami, because you're used to watching Jimmy, Bam, whoever get to the free throw line as much. Like, are people, I shouldn't say outraged, but are people as, you know, are they as focused in on this nationally? Like, do you get phone calls about this by other teams? Because maybe it's just the fact that Miami's not winning games and our guys aren't getting to the free throw line that we notice it more. I'm not blaming their losses on the officiating, by the way, but it has been clear that the Heat's players are getting to the free throw line a lot less, and there's just been overall around the league a lot less free throws taken.
Yeah, so I would say in the national landscape, football's our main focus. 365 days out of the year, there will always be a segment devoted to the NFL or college football, if not multiple segments. And then the NBA is that third sport, or basketball is that third sport, because you break down professional football and college football 1-2, and then the NBA would be the third sport. But this year, the NBA, and I know it's been this case in previous years, especially the regular season product, it is so bad. It is really dreadful. And like a team like Boston, they blew a 30-point lead the other night, and people freak out. Like, I don't have that outrage in me, Hawk, to freak out over a regular season NBA game. Like, don't get me wrong, you don't want to see a team blow a 30-point lead, but the Celtics are still, what, 10, 11 games better than everybody else in the Eastern Conference. I understand why people are buying in to the Celtics this year, but I'll say it until I'm proven wrong. As long as Nikola Jokic and Jamal Murray are healthy, I'm not betting against the Denver Nuggets in a 7-game series. I don't think they'll lose four times in a 7-game series, and they're going to be back-to-back NBA champions. But this regular season, like, the Knicks have become a big story. Like, if you just give effort, and the Heat have done this, right, before in years past. If you just give effort in the regular season, you sometimes get propped up a little better than what you actually are, because there's so many teams that either aren't good enough in the NBA or they just dog and walk through the park of the regular season.
Yeah, and the league tried to address it, right? You had to play 65 games if you were going to be, you know, eligible for some of the awards and stuff.
The problem is Adam Silver.
It hasn't worked. Like, it just is what it is. It's kind of one of those things where the NBA regular season is what it is. We have, but someone has allowed it to become kind of meaningless, because you saw the Heat last season. We're a play-in team, and all of a sudden they're in the NBA Finals.
It's two things. It's LeBron's Cavs teams and the Warriors, where the Warriors won 73 games in the regular season and didn't win a championship, and like, okay, we don't need to do that in the regular season. And it's also Adam Silver. Like, there's a reason I call him Spineless Silver. I think he is the most overrated commissioner ever. You can't ever find someone outside of me that says a bad word about the guy. And he has no control.
Shocking to me. I've never heard someone criticize Adam
Silver. He has no control over his league. None. The players absolutely run the NBA. And I'm not saying this needs to be like so old school where the commissioner is the only voice that matters and he tells the players what to do, but he has no power. And the governors have really like no power as well in the NBA. The NBA is the, in all of professional sports, it is the only league that is ran by the players. And when you have a league ran by the players, that's why you could get through a regular season product that's dog crap. Or there are a lot of players that don't even give a crap about the fans. Like, hey, if you go to a game and you make a jackass out of yourself and you say something ridiculous, there's a fine line. You should get tossed. But how many times does someone just like boo someone now and you see the players say, I don't want that person here, and we're going to have to kick them out? The league has just become, especially the regular season product, a laughingstock. And I'll get fired up for the postseason. You know, I'll watch. I'm not going to be a hypocrite and say I won't ever watch. But the regular season, there are nights where like things could be considered big in sports that happen. And really, whenever it comes to the NBA, there's nothing that really moves the needle in the regular season for me.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular-season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.